I'm going where them chilly winds don't blow. Gonna find the true love, that is where I want to go. Out where them chilly winds don't blow.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. That was the late John Stewart, who used to be with the Kingston Trio and was also a solo singer. Loved his music, and sorry to see him gone. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is not with us today because he is at the doctor's finding out all about his son, who's going to be born sometime soon. So best wishes go out to Pastor Drew. In his place, I am very pleased to have Jody Okun, who is the founder of College Financial Aid Consultants, where she works closely with students and their families to successfully navigate the financial aid process. Jody not only helps identify grants, loans, and scholarships available to students, but also helps submit the multitude of forms associated with obtaining them. Jody also works at Occidental College in their financial aid office. This year, Jody began the College Cash Live Twitter Seminar, held every Thursday from 10 to 11 East Coast time or 7 to 8 West Coast time, which fortunately is right after Dad Chat, so we actually piggyback on each other. Each week, participants at College Cash include industry professionals, students, parents, and teachers coming together to share information. The live Twitter seminar covers all topics within the college prep process, as well as many financial tips. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you, Bruce.
So college. Is college for every kid?
Not necessarily.
You know my thinking,
which I shared
with you, is I think college is overrated. And some kids that are really goal-oriented and studious and know what they want to do, I think it's great. For other kids, maybe working for a while in the real world may be better. And for certain parents, boomer parents, of which both you and I are boomer parents, there tends to be this assumption that our kid is going to college. Of course you're going to college.
Right.
Do you agree with that assumption?
I don't necessarily agree with the assumption, but what I do say to my families and parents is that it's nice to keep all the doors open. So if we open all the doors, whether it's the college door or the tech door or the entrepreneur door or the trade door, at least we've opened the doors, and then either the doors will shut on their own or the students or the children will shut the doors themselves. But as long as we present all the options, then they can have their journey and their path. And I support whatever their journey is, whether it is college or not college.
Well, then we agree.
We kind of agree.
Okay. The other thing that I think is interesting, again, the difference between when we were growing up and our kids. You have slightly older kids than me, so you've been a little further along this path. Mm-hmm. But the kids are growing up a little seemingly slower. They're taking longer to mature these days for a variety of reasons, which is another topic. Mm-hmm. So another thought I have in this regard is that taking a year off between high school and college – and maybe just working, getting a sense that the world isn't theirs to be had, and it doesn't just come to them on a gilded plate. Mm-hmm. I think that's also a great idea for many kids that have not had jobs in high school. Mm-hmm. Even the kids that want to get jobs sometimes can't. Mm-hmm. And if they go out and work for a year and actually see what it's like, what mom and dad may have gone through, maybe when they finally start college, even a community college, they'll have some more appreciation.
Right. I agree. I have two kids, like you said, 26 and 21. And my older son, my 26-year-old, would have done better with a year off, where my daughter could go right into it. So I do think the maturity, again, I guess we're agreeing, right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with agreeing. Now, you also said something else that's interesting, which is I'm going to take a generalization from what you just said, which is the girls tend to mature faster than the boys, period. So in your case, your son, you said, was maybe a little less prepared. Yeah. Your daughter was more prepared. So another reason that maybe for more boys than girls, a year off might be good.
Right. I mean, I definitely think he would have been far better. But, he trudged through it. It was not his favorite thing. But he kept at it and kept at it and kept at it and kept at it until he graduated. And now self-sufficient, self-supporting on his own. And really, when that plaque's hanging, it's a big deal to him. Did a great job.
Yeah, that's interesting. And that's very cool. I'm happy for you. And your daughter's about to graduate.
Yeah, my daughter's graduating in May from Boston University. We're really excited.
What was her major?
Her major is hospitality administration. And
so there's actually work in that field,
isn't
there?
There is actually work in that field. Can go many different routes. And she moved cross-country to the East Coast. And moving from L.A. is a hard place to go. But she made it work. And we're happy. Because, you know, college, what I like about it, it's their choice. And they went to school on their own. And they did it on their own. So when you watch them in their cap and gown, you know that they did this on their own. And that's moving.
That's a great feeling.
That's moving.
When my son recently got accepted into Berklee College of Music, which you're well aware of,
yes.
He called me on the cell and I was driving home. And after I put down the phone, for the next 15 minutes, I couldn't wipe this big-ass smile off my face.
Yep.
There was a sense of like, oh my gosh, he did it.
Yeah.
And to some degree, I felt we did it because he had gone through some rough times the prior year and a half. And then he dedicated the last year to getting into this only school he applied to. There's another phenomena that's going on that I'm curious your thoughts. Because of, and we're going to talk more about money in the next segment, but because of the high cost of a college, even state colleges, like in California where we are.
Right.
A lot of families can't afford it. And in a lot of cases, financial aid is not always available. So a lot of people are choosing community college for the first year or two. I happen to think that's another great idea because if you're not really specifically centered on, like, I'm going to be a doctor and you know you're going to go pre-med. If you're going, the first 2 years are all about prereqs. In many cases, when they go away from home, it's about just partying and taking full advantage of that independence that you mentioned. So they can do that at home. What is your thinking on that course, which was not as common as I think it's become, mostly because of economics?
You know, I have two thoughts. Community college for a son like mine who's all over the place wouldn't have been structured enough. So he needed a more planned out. So in that sense, but community college could be a great start and then they can transfer to a 4-year college that, you know, might be a better suit for them when they get a little older. Also the price for community college. A lot of parents and families want to use those 2 years to cut down the price of a huge institution that's $28,000 or $50,000, which you said we're going to talk about later. So it depends on the student. Community college in California, it's tough.
What's tough about it?
You can't get classes.
Yes.
There aren't enough teachers to go around, budget cuts. It's very difficult to graduate in less than 6 years if you go to community college and then transfer to Cal State and UC.
6 years?
So why not go to maybe a private school? So it's just you really need to know these things. You can't get classes and you're going to be going to college for a long time.
I've heard that. I didn't realize it was quite that drastic. Yeah. We are nearly out of time for this segment. I just want to mention something that I just get such a kick out of. Jody is actually in studio with me, and I don't think she realizes this is radio because you should see the hand movement we're getting. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And Jody, this is not television. This is radio.
I talk with my hands, though.
Okay. Well, I'm getting it.
Okay.
Okay. And it's very expressive, and I actually adore it. I just had to make fun of you because that's my job. It is time for a break. We will be back with Jody, and we will talk about financial aid and how the heck I'm going to afford to send my kid to college.
Thanks. And your heart and soul is what I...